Matheson has the honour of kicking the game off. They'll use Sivo early, trying to get rid of Elliott.
Yeah, bumper straight into him.
He did just that. Support on the inside. Tries to go over everyone. Sivo making it happen.
Welcome everybody to the E-Electric Podcast. I'm here, I'm Fletcher with my dad Ben.
Hi guys.
And we have come off a loss that I think we could have won if we were just at our best. We came off a loss against Canberra, a 10-12 scoreline. We came back with like 5 minutes left, and then there was one try that you were like, oh, that actually could be a try because it happened in the Sharks game. So Rapana need Sivo, but Bunker didn't see it at all. I'm just looking at the things here. We had like, we dominated possession and only got a try out of it, and it was really ridiculous.
Did we dominate possession?
Yeah, it was 59-41.
Oh wow. Yeah. I think it was that sort of game, wasn't it, where we didn't take all the chances that we had. Canberra played well.
Yeah, we had 35 minutes in possession.
Yeah. Canberra sort of brought us down to play their style of game.
Physically, not mentally and skillful.
Yeah. Which hurt us, so yeah, it's definitely a game that you know.
But we did come out with some good results,
yeah.
Kind of. Fergo played his heart out. Will Penasini played amazing.
Okay, well, why don't we do our peak and pits of the game?
Okay.
Alrighty, so do you want to do your peak?
Fergo coming back strongly, and Penasini on fire on his first grade game. Pitt, that we didn't perform to our best. Like every game, even though it's not against the top four or top eight team, we still have to play our best.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, right?
With like a team like the Storm, who can just put points and points, not even on top eight teams.
Yeah,
but we're people who want, if we're winning by a good margin, we're not winning by that. We would want to boost up that.
Yeah, I think if you have a look at all of our losses this year, apart from probably South and Manly, they beat us. But the other losses that we've had, like you said, St George, this game, we've beaten ourselves. Just by not playing to our potential. So yeah.
And standard.
Yeah. So my peak, you mentioned it, was the Penasini debut. I also thought Fergo was fantastic coming back.
He made the tackles that needed to be made.
Yeah, made a really, really good run. That was actually a peak as well. The try that he set up for Dylan Brown, the way he carried the ball back and skittled the Canberra defenders.
We're like, oh no, Fergo's knocked it on.
Yeah. And then, he put a really well-weighted kick through. The pit,
we're like, oh God, Fergo.
Yeah, the pit was definitely the missed opportunities that we had. You know, that try right at the end probably should have been scored. Just playing the Raiders game instead of our own. So, do you want to do 3-2-1?
I think it also affected the loss of Mitch Moses as well.
Oh, yeah, that was a massive out, but we need to be better than that as well. So I'll give you my 3 points first, if you like. So yep. I actually went Nathan Brown. I thought he carried the ball really well through the middle. My 2 points, I went Blake Fergo because, as we just mentioned, you know, he stayed on the field injured but still ran really hard and got us out of that back end a lot. And my 1 point I gave to the debutant in Will Penasini. I thought he looked good and had shades of Jenko about him. Let's just hope he doesn't go down the same road as Jenko.
And take drugs.
Yeah. Who was your 3-2-1, mate?
My one was Will Penasini.
Yep.
Got to give it to him. I don't want to look too forward into his career, but he's going to turn out to be a better player than Opacek at Parramatta.
Yep, yep.
Maybe even Wonga Blake at Penrith.
Yep, let's hope so. Yeah, who is your two?
Sivo.
Yep.
He would have scored if... I was so tempted to say, stay on the ground, Sivo.
Yeah, yeah, try and get a penalty try.
They'll find a loophole to give you the penalty try.
Yeah.
And throw you Fergo, like... We're like, Fergo might not do too well. If they go down our right side, they'll score, but...
Yeah,
they didn't.
No, he was really good, wasn't he?
They scored on our left side.
Yeah. Well, that was another pit of mine, actually. It was just our soft tries that we let in.
Can we just say something? We said, shut down Corey Awirinara. What happened?
Yeah.
Didn't shut him down.
No, exactly. Well, if we go back to what we said would happen, I'm just trying to find the Canberra game over here. So you said first try scorer, Fergo. So you're wrong there. You tried to get Penasini over the line, saying he was any time. So cross there. And the score, you said 30 points to 6. So we're wrong there. First try, Sivo. I was wrong, but he did score a try.
Half mark.
Yeah. Any time I had Reid Marnie, didn't happen. And 36-12. Well, I got the 12 part of the Raiders right. It's just a shame I was 26 points out with the Parramatta one. So anyway, not to worry. Hopefully more lessons learnt from that game. And they can take them into tonight's game against the Roosters. We didn't say it right at the start of the episode, but this is a little bit exciting because it is a game day special episode. Yes, trying to kill time in lockdown. So do you want to go through tonight's game, mate? Who are we up against?
Before I say something, this is about the Roosters. Everyone's like, oh, they're so injury ravaged. They bring in one of the Morris brothers.
Yeah, well, we'll get to that. So why don't we say who we're playing? Well, you've just given away who we're playing tonight. Oh, yeah, so who are we playing?
Up at the Gold Coast, obviously.
No,
Mackay.
Mackay. Mackay. Yeah.
Where's that?
Up further north in Queensland.
Mm.
Yeah.
Not the Sunshine Coast where... Oh, so yeah, Kirsty can't see it.
No, further up.
Yeah.
Further up. Alrighty. So we're taking on the Roosters in fifth place, only 2 points behind us.
So if we win, we'll be 4 points.
4 points ahead, which is a massive massive gap at this time of year, especially with the run home that we've got. So do you want to run through the teams, mate?
So this is where this is going to be, everyone will be watching this, the battle of the fullbacks.
Yeah.
Clint Gustafson up against James Tedesco, the two captains as well.
Yeah.
They both have strong fullbacks. Gustafson only is dangerous Tedesco every game.
Yep. So do you want to go through the team lineups then?
So for the home team, the Roosters, James Tedesco, Daniel Tupou, Josh Morris, Adam
Kieran
and Joseph Manu, up against Clint Gutherson, Micah Sivo, Tom Opacek, Wonga Blake, and Blake Ferguson. I don't really like Joseph Manu in the wing.
You don't like him on the wing? What? As in he worries you that we're
No,
playing?
I don't worry with
you him on the wing. You think he's better in the centres than on the wing? Yeah, yeah. Who are we giving it to, though? Or is it a toss of the coin?
Toss of the coin. Fergo on his day, Sivo on his day, Gutho on his day, Wonga Blake on his day, and then it's Tom Opacek every game.
Yeah.
Josh Morris on his day, Daniel Tupou on his day, Tedesco every game. So
yeah. Yep.
They've just got an unexperienced centre as well.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we can exploit that. So let's move into the halves then. Who are we going there? We've got Drew Hutchinson. Oh, this is a bit of a revenge game because remember Drew Hutchinson was injured by Dylan Brown, our 5'8" in the last time we played the Roosters.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah, and then we've got the two rookies in...
Sam Walker and Jake Arthur.
Yeah.
Really wanted to see Mitch.
Yeah, we were really hoping Mitch would be back this week, but...
But he'll be back from Rabbitohs.
Rabbitohs next week, hopefully. Fingers crossed, but... Look, Jake didn't have his best game last week.
But I think he's got the potential.
Absolutely. And I think there's a little bit of hypocrisy going on. Do you know what that means? So remember when Mitch Moses was picked in Origin and everyone was bagging him out, saying he didn't play that well, blah, 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 because they were comparing him to
Nathan Cleary.
Now, I think what a lot of people are doing is comparing Jake Arthur to Mitch Moses, which I don't think is very fair at all. How many games he played? Six? Maybe
even with Warriors, Rabbitohs,
Titans.
He played the Tigers. Manly. Yeah, because remember.
I don't know. Click on his name. See how many games he played.
Okay.
If it'll work. I just think people are a bit too quick to. It doesn't say, does it? Doesn't matter. Go down Cree. Here we go. Five appearances. So this is his sixth appearance. You've got to cut the kid some slack. Yes, he's made a few mistakes, kicking early on some tackle counts. His defence last week wasn't the greatest, but, geez, give the kid a break.
He's played five games.
Yeah, I think, just play his role. If anything, Dylan.
Like two more than Jake Arthur.
No. Even, I think Dylan Brown really needs to step up again this week.
13.
So, yeah. So
Not all right,
back to the halves. Who do you think we're going to give it to?
Dylan Brown over Drew Hutchinson. Toss of the coin.
Toss of the coin as well, yep. I agree with that. All righty, let's move into our
front row. Scares me.
Yeah, all right. Well, who's in their front row? Their props and their hooker?
Jared Maria Hargreaves, Sam Verrills and Isaac Liu up against RCG, Reed Marnie and Junior Paulo.
Yeah. Some really good matchups there again, isn't it?
There's only one good matchup. It's Warrior Hargreaves against RCG. I mean, yeah, RCG.
Yeah.
Because the rest would be us.
Yeah, okay. So what, you're going to give it to us in the front row?
Yeah.
Forwards? Okay.
The only ones that I would give toss of the coin is Warrior Hargreaves and RCG.
Yep. Alrighty. Well, let's move into the second row then, because this is
scary.
Yeah.
So for them is Angus Crichton, Satili Tupanua and Victor Radley up against Isaiah Papali'i, Ryan Madison and Nathan Brown. Oh, God.
Mate, can I say something?
What?
I think we need to give more credit to our side. I know that the other guys have more experience and, you know. I think I should have said was more consistency. But, geez, when you look at our second row, Nathan Brown, Papali'i and Madison, that's a really good second row.
One of the best in the competition.
Yeah. I reckon a toss.
Really?
Yeah.
Can we break it up?
Okay, well, if you want to break it up, what are you saying?
Toss of the coin, Radley and Brown. Mato over Tupanua.
Ooh, toss of the coin. That's a big call.
Yeah, but Mato on his day.
Yeah, but Tupanua's in some pretty good form at the moment.
Probably toss the coin.
Yeah, I reckon toss. If we need to be fair, a toss.
We do need to shut down Victor Radley.
Yes, hopefully he doesn't have one of his big games tonight. So we move on to the bench where there's some changes this week because we've got some injuries.
Their bench. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Lachlan Lamb, Nat Butcher, Egan Butcher. And Takeoho. Yep. Up against Bryce Cartwright, Sean Lane, Oregon Kafuzi, Will Smith. How is Sean Lane still there?
Well, he made a lot of meters last week. I hear what you're saying, mate. I just think we're lacking
Kafuzi?
I think we're lacking a bit of punch off the bench of late.
Who's this on the reserves? Ray Stone. Yeah. Put him instead of this guy.
We've been calling it for weeks. I would still love to see the Mac attack from reserve grade get a go at some stage. I don't think this is the game to
maybe to give him Cowboys, a crack. Cowboys.
Yeah, so we'll see how we go. So who are we giving it to for the bench?
Us.
Us? All right. All right, beautiful.
Bryce Carteret's on fire. Sean Lane. Oregon for Kafuzi and Will Smith.
Well, Cartwright missed last week, remember? But anyway.
Redemption.
Hopefully. So, your first try scorer?
You can go because I'm still thinking.
Okay. For my first try scorer, I'm going Wonga Blake. For my anytime try scorer, I'm going Ryan Madison. And the score, I think, will be 28-22. Come on, mate.
Okay. So, anytime, Thurgo.
Yep.
First try scorer, Isaiah Papali'i.
Happy, yeah.
And the score, 26-12.
26-12. Nice one. All right, beautiful. Anything else to add to this game? Who are the refs?
Grant Atkins.
Okay.
Oh, I'll just read them. Grant Atkins, Dave Munro, Matt Noyan, Ashley Klein.
Yeah,
okay. He's the senior review official.
Yeah, so that's bunker. That's fine. All right, beautiful. All right, well, shall we move on to the rest of the round then?
Yes.
All righty. Okay. Do you want to sing out the games?
Okay. So we've already done Para Roosters. Then there is the Tigers up against the Warriors.
6 o'clock on Friday.
Yep.
All right. Who are you going? West Tigers?
Warriors.
Or... Okay.
Even without two of us, a shark.
Well, I'm going to go. I hate to say it, mate, but I'm going the Tiger Pies.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
What's the second Friday night game? I think it's a local derby, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Brisbane Broncos up against the Cowboys.
Who are you going there?
How are the Broncos favourites?
I don't know.
Either they've... Okay, so I'm going to go... Don't kill me, but Broncos.
No, that's all right. I'm going the Cowboys. I think they've got more to play for this week.
What do you mean by more to play for? Well,
they need to start winning games to make the eight, basically. So,
yeah.
If they don't win this week, they might as well shut their doors. They're gone.
Super Saturday, more like super boring day. It's the Dragons up against the Rabbitohs. Going the Rabbitohs.
Yep, same.
But this is kind of a good game. Oh, I forgot that game was on.
Yeah, exactly.
So the second Saturday Arvo game, the Knights up against Canberra Raiders. I'm going to go the Raiders.
Well, if they don't win this week...
They're not going to make the eight.
They're never going to make it. That's right. So this game I'm really looking forward to.
Don't remember me saying, oh, this is more like Saturday boring day. The last game of Super Saturday is the first place Storm up against the Panthers. Yep. And these odds are really weird for Panthers.
Yeah. So the Storm's paying $1.15 and the injury-ravaged Panthers paying $5.50.
I think it's not good that Toto's out as well.
Yeah.
I think
I think this could be a statement game for the Storm where they really put the Panthers away.
Like, if they beat the Panthers, it's not real. It doesn't really count as, like, a big, big win. Yeah, because they're without Cleary, best half in the game.
Isaiah Yeo
and Toto.
Yep. No, I agree. The Storm really can't get away with anything here because if they win big, well, it's expected. If they just scrape through,
Pappenhausen's still on the bench.
Yeah, if they just scrape through, you know, people will be questioning them. And if the Panthers somehow win, then that's a massive blow to the Storm confidence.
Yeah.
So look, I still think the Panthers are going to run away with it, and they'll run away with it quite comfortably.
Panthers.
Storm.
I'm going Storm.
Yeah.
The Sunday 2 o'clock game, it's the 16th place Bulldogs up against the 10th place Titans. I love how their Titans said, people say, oh, the Titans are going to make the top eight. They're at 10th.
They're struggling, aren't they?
They
should win this game, though.
Yeah.
Who are you going?
Titans.
Titans, yeah. I'm going Titans as well, but can I say something? Surprise me. Yep. I'm not backing them with any confidence at all. Battle of the Beaches. That's what they call it. Battle of the Beaches.
I'm going in with confidence. Yeah. It's the 7th place Sharks. It's the late Sunday game up against the sixth place Sea Eagles. I'm going in with confidence. I'm going Sea Eagles.
Yeah, I'm going Eagles as well. I think they'll have too much, especially I think Sean Johnson's out injured as well.
He is. He's out for like 10 weeks.
Oh, is he? Yeah, so, yeah, I think the Eagles will win that one. It'd be great if somehow the Sharks won because that helps out Parramatta's top four chances. But
doesn't look like.
Yeah, let's see how we go. So if we go back, if we go back through the games, it's I've gone Tigers, you've gone Warriors, I've gone Cows, you've gone Broncos, both gone Rabbits, both gone Raiders, both gone Storm, both gone Titans, and both gone the Eagles. Alrighty, what's up next, host?
I think we should do like it, don't, I mean, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up, thumbs down, okay.
Do you recognise this voice? Hey!
Welcome everybody to Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down. I've only got one question today, again.
She's burped.
Yeah.
Excuse you.
I am for you.
Excuse you.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
You are against, I am for. Wait, no, I'm for, you're against.
Okay.
Wait. No, I'm against, you're for.
Okay, we got there at the end. Okay.
Do we swap Jake Arthur for Will Smith?
And I'm for? Yeah, yeah. This is going to go against what I said earlier on in the episode, but okay. I'll build the argument that, yes, we should replace Jake Arthur with Will Smith, especially in these games leading into the finals while Mitch is out, just for that extra experience in the team. I think Will adds a lot in the halfback role. He looks like he's put on a bit of size as well. We were commenting on that watching the game last week. Yeah, I'd purely put him in there just for the extra experience.
I don't think we should.
Okay.
Because even though Jake Arthur's played five games.
Yeah.
It's five games.
Yeah.
And it's against, like, the Warriors. There were only two big tests out of those games and Canberra.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like the Rabbitohs and Manly. That was it. But even though Will Smith has the experience, still, Jake Arthur.
You think he can still add a bit to the team?
Yeah.
And
this is what everyone's like, oh, he shouldn't be playing. He's the only one out of the two that's getting coached by Andrew Johns. Will Smith isn't getting he's just doing the training with the rest.
Yeah, okay.
He's not doing Andrew Johns' coaching. Yeah. The only people that are doing that is like Rankin, Arthur, Mitch and Dylan.
Yep. Okay. No, fair call. Yeah, look, even though I was four, I'm quite happy to have Jake in the side. I think he's going to learn lessons from last week, and he seems like a pretty good kid, takes everything on board. He's been performing well in reserve grade, so he deserves his shot, and he's only going to get better with the lessons that he's learning.
Yeah.
All right, is that it for...
Yeah, but I just remembered he scored against the Rabbitohs, and that was with a bunch of people, and then... He obviously scored against
the Warriors as well.
Last time we versus the Roosters, we beat them 31-18.
18, yeah. Well, hopefully there's a repeat. So, no, good one, mate. All right, so that's the end of Thumbs Up, Thumbs Down.
Yep.
What's up next?
Hot topic. Welcome, everybody, to Flex's Hot Topic. My hot topic today is, should we be starting to drop people for bad performances like Wonga Blake on the weekend?
I think we've visited this before with your hot topic.
No, we haven't.
I think we might have, but look, I think we've said it in the past, in previous episodes. We're willing to cop a player playing a bad game sort of 1 week at a stretch, 2 weeks.
Go, Jim.
Yeah, but if it continues, then yeah. Absolutely should drop. We've got depth in the squad, and I think we should use it for bad performances. And I think Brad Arthur has shown that he's doing that. You know, he dropped Fergo. Fergo's back now. Even though Hayes was playing good, I just don't think he was getting the meters that we needed out of our back end.
That we needed and deserved.
Yep, so Fergo's come in to fill Hayes' role. Bryce Cartwright didn't make the bench last week, and I think that might have been, Yep, Kafusi's been dropped as well. So, yeah, 100% I think we should be dropping Luke people for poor performances. Yep. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I would want... Is Makoto in our 30-man squad?
Yes, he is. He's up there, up in Queensland.
Because we do have depth, but we also have people called Ray Stone and Makotoa that haven't played. Ray Stone's played one game this year, and that was against the Sharks.
Yeah, he's played a few games, but then he hurt himself. He was coming off the bench earlier on in the year, but picked up an injury.
Up an injury in reserve grade. He got dropped after the Sharks game and picked up an injury.
Yep, so we've got sort of Ray Stone, Hipgrave and Cartwright sort of in that second row / front row utility role.
Greg's still out as well.
Yeah, Wiramu's still injured, but, you know.
Is he in the 30-man?
Yep, and I think he's going to be a really good addition next year as well with a full preseason. But, again, we keep on saying it each week. We want to see the Mac attack get a go. And I'm more than happy for Sean Lane to have a rest for a week.
A rest.
Yeah, a rest for a week to give Macca a go.
Maybe even Jake Arthur coming off the bench.
Yeah, he could play it.
He doesn't have the body.
Well, Mick came up with a theory that he'd like to see Arthur maybe have a run in the centres as well if needed. Not sure about that, but
we have depth for the centre role.
Yeah, we do. Penasini, I was very excited watching him last week. So.
I was surprised that he performed well. I would think Brad Arthur was like, oh, just take 5 hit ups and just make your tackles.
Yeah, but no, he did well. Alrighty, that was your hot topic. Have you got anything else to discuss for this episode at all, or is that a wrap?
That's a wrap.
Awesome. Well, thanks again, everyone, for listening. Hopefully the boys get a win tonight. Sorry about the delay on the episode, but hopefully we get back into a routine next week and get it out on the Tuesday night for you all. Alrighty, thanks, guys. Stay safe. If you're in lockdown, take care and talk to you all next week.
Yep.
Come on, Para!